three-point shot, tip, score!
Time now for Kings Talk, where you, the listeners, call in with your questions and comments after every Kings game in Southern California. Tell Nick and Daryl what's on your mind.
Give yourselves a big hand. You're the best.
Call us at 877-KINGS-20. That's 877-KINGS-20. We'll also take a look at the stars of the game highlights, and the out-of-town scoreboard. Kings Talk at 877-KINGS-20. Exclusively right here on the Kings iHeart Audio Network.
Hi again, everybody. Back here in the broadcast booth, Nick Nixon and Daryl Evans. A lot of penalties, three fights, nine goals. It was a retro game between the Kings and the Oilers here tonight. The Kings coming out on top as Kevin Fiala continues his torrid last couple of games. He had a hat trick in Vegas Saturday, 4 points here tonight, two goals and two assists. He leads the team with 46 points. He, of course, will represent the Kings at the upcoming All-Star game next month in South Florida. It turned out the way the game was progressing, Daryl, into a spirited affair. Tempers were short. We had three scraps in the game, a couple of them between players you don't normally see drop the gloves, but it just sets up things for the final two games in the season series later on in the second half.
Yeah, there's no doubt that it's going to be some exciting hockey. And you know, the Edmonton Oilers in the last few years, they've had some real strong pushes in the second half, and they're going to have that again. You know, last year, 650 winning percentage in the second half, 678 the year before, 695 the year before that. So they're going to be forced to pull it out, and they need some better play on home ice, but they definitely showed a lot of battle and a lot of spirit. Even Connor McDavid, as he got engaged with Philip Deneau in the third period, he's doing all he can as a leader of the hockey club, but you know, the Kings just, they outmanned them tonight. And through the course of the game, they outchecked them. And the special teams, when you win the special team battle with the difference that the Kings did tonight, you're going to find yourself in a good spot.
Yeah, the Kings with four power play goals, the most they've had in just over 10 years in one game. They were 4 of 7 tonight. The Edmonton Oilers, who lead the NHL in power play percentage, were 0-4-6. Interesting, but the way the Kings are going right now, they're without Kaliev and Moore, two players that more than likely, more for sure, would be in the lineup on a regular basis. But you've got Kopitar on a line, the veteran center. You've got Deneau on another line, a veteran center. But your top point producer, and at the start of the game, Gabe Vilardi, one of your top goal scorers, still one of the top goal scorers, they're playing on the third line. You know, from one game to the next, you can say third line, second, first, depending on production. But it's tough. The Kings are making it tough for other teams to match up with them.
It is. There's a lot more depth within the roster this year. And like you say, you mentioned two guys, and Trevor Moore and Kaliev. Kaliev, who's the power play goal leader with 7. You know, those two guys, they're going to have to, you know, battle themselves way back in, but they'll work their way back in the lineup. It reminds me a little bit of last year with the Kings with all the injuries, the opportunities, the doors that were open for other players to come in and get an opportunity to play, and a lot of guys took advantage of that, and that's the case right now. We've seen Jared Anderson Dolan elevated ice time, Quentin Byfield playing a little bit on the wing over the last handful of games. He's found his way to be a little bit more comfortable. Blake Lizotte, who was outstanding the last couple of games, he's found himself a real niche in that third unit, and that forced the Kings to move Byfield over to the wing. He's getting some more penalty kill time. Tonight, he actually led all penalty killers with 4.5 minutes of ice time, so good job there by Blake Lizotte, but it's contributions from everybody, the depth throughout the roster, and the consistency now with the line combinations, especially the defensive pairings. There's been a lot of consistency back there, and everybody's starting to learn each other's tendencies pretty good, so things are falling in nicely defensively when you come and look at the team game.
877-KINGS-20, let's get to the phones. A lot to talk about tonight. Danny in La Puente is first up. Hi, Danny. Welcome to the show. What's up tonight?
How you doing, Nick?
Good.
Hey, who's your most disappointing team so far in the season?
My most disappointing team so far this season?
Yeah.
Boy, good question. You know, you look at the standings and the teams that are near the bottom, I think everybody expected to be at the bottom. To me, yep, in the West, I'm going to say Vancouver. I mean, they've been around 500. They get to 500, they fall back couple of games. I just look at their roster, and I know, like a lot of teams in the Pacific Division this year, have had goaltending issues. Demko's been out for a while. But I thought Vancouver at this point of the season, we're at the midpoint. I thought they'd be in the mix with the other teams that are now in the playoffs. I mean, the two wild cards are from our division. So you've got five teams in the Pacific as of right now that are in a playoff position. But to me, Vancouver is disappointing.
Yeah, I think they were definitely a team that was looking to take the next step. I also look at the Florida Panthers, who made a significant deal in bringing in Tkachuk there. I think there's a little bit of disappointment, and they haven't played up to expectations on that side of things, and they're going to find themselves in a battle in the second half of the season.
Yeah, they scored a ton last year, made some personnel changes, and they're struggling to play .500 hockey. And if that doesn't change, they're not going to be in the playoffs. Danny, anything else you want to talk about?
No. Did you ask the trivia yet?
Yeah, you want to crack at it?
Yeah.
Okay. Which one of these players did not play for both the Kings and Oilers in their career? Did not play for both the Kings and Oilers in their career. Peter Klima, Jim Dowd, Dean Kennedy, Ted Purcell, or Pat Conacher?
Pat Conacher.
Incorrect. Pat played for both the Kings and the Oilers. He was with the Kings when they went to the 93 finals. Danny, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Give us a call later on this season. Andy in Laguna Niguel, next up on the show, 877-KINGS-20. Kings win at 6-3. Hi, Andy.
Hey, Nick. Hey, so I just wanted to talk about our recent success and the play of Copley in general. I mean, it's great. We got this guy in here, and he's, what, 13 of the last 15 or something as far as
– Yeah, he's 11-2. Yeah, 11-2 and 13 starts. Yeah.
I mean, it's great. So, I mean, okay, so that's great and all, but is it – who do we contribute all this success to? Is it – the guys finally bought into the Pelin system? Is it the fact that we've got Jim Hillerin and his, you know, contributions? Is it Robitaille and Blake for putting a great roster together? I mean, I'm trying to wrap my fingers and head all around this. It's just that's a great one. Super excited.
Yeah, when a team has success, you can say everybody is involved in it. I think the turnaround for the Kings coincides with Phoenix Copley being recalled. It's settled down the goaltending position because, you know, quite honestly, you look at the numbers, Copley compared to Quick and Peterson, they're not even close. It's a full goal a game less. Now, given that, the Kings have played much better in front of the goaltenders, whether it's been Copley or Quick. And Daryl mentioned earlier, the Kings coaches track the quality chances they give up, they get and give up and have for them, and it's down substantially.
Yep.
And even if you watch the games, Andy and Daryl, you can tell the Kings just aren't giving up the outnumbered attacks, the second and third chances on rebounds, the quality chances between the circles. I mean, it was in double digits most nights up until about 6-7 weeks ago.
Yeah, it really got carried away. And I think in the early part of the season, and Tom McClellan talked to us a number of times after practice, that earlier on, you know, they were, you know, playing to score, and now they're playing to win games. Everybody is dialing in, and it really took them bottoming out. And that was in that third period in Buffalo when they entered the period in a scoreless game. They should have probably been ahead at that point. They outchanced Buffalo early on in the hockey game, and then they give up a touchdown in the third period. They end up losing the game 6-0, and it had nothing to do with their goaltending whatsoever. Phoenix Copley played a hell of a game there, and because of that, he was the recipient of going back into the net the next game against Boston, and you knew that the Kings at that point had to dial it in. I'm not sure what the coaching staff said to them, but they, from that point there, that was a turning point as for the Kings buying into playing defensive hockey. The defensive chances now, there are hardly any outnumbered attacks. The Kings are playing with responsibility. The penalty kill has definitely improved as well. Phoenix Copley has brought stability into the goal. He's a big goaltender, a big presence in the net. very little movement in his game. He's a stand-up goalie. He makes things look a lot easier because of his presentation out there. And because of that, probably when the opposition look at the net, they don't see as much net behind him. So that's a credit to his style of hockey. He's gotten some good breaks with pucks going off the pipe, but I think I credit that to him. Again, because of his positioning and keeping his chest and his shoulders back, he doesn't show a lot. The team, on the other hand, has done a great job at protecting their goaltender. Tonight, over 20 block shots. They're continually getting in those shooting lanes. Everybody is doing whatever it takes out there. In the defensive zone, they're breaking out in units of five. They're not playing selfish hockey. So collectively as a group, Rob Blake, you mentioned Luke Robitaille, Rob Blake, they did their part by bringing in guys like Fiala. Last year it was Arvidsson and Dano and Alex Edler. This year it was Kevin Fiala. So they've brought the personnel in to make the team better. The coaching staff, you look at the change that was made with Hiller coming in. He's had an impact on the power play. And everybody's just working as a team. Teamwork makes a dream work, and the Kings right now are enjoying some really good hockey. It's the best month that they've had all season.
Andy,
I love it.
You want to crack at the trivia question and a chance to win a couple of tickets?
Please.
Okay. Which one of these players did not play for both the Kings and the Oilers in their career? Did not play for both the Kings and the Oilers. Peter Klima, Jim Dowd, Dean Kennedy, Ted Purcell, or Pat Conacher?
Let's go with Kennedy.
Dean Kennedy. No, incorrect. Dean did play for both the Kings and the Oilers. Played for the Oilers late in his career. Thanks for the call, Andy. Enjoy the rest of the season.
Kevin.
Yeah. 6-3, Kings win it. We'll take a break. Back with more Kings talk. We'll have some highlights. We'll talk about the three stars right after this.
Crypto.com is the official crypto platform partner of the LA Kings and the world's fastest growing crypto app. In the app, you can easily buy and sell cryptocurrencies and different coins, collect the world's top NFTs, and get discounts when you pay with crypto. Download the Crypto.com app now on the App Store or Google Play. All information is provided for informational purposes only, and this message is not intended as a recommendation of financial or investment advice. Cryptocurrencies are highly volatile and subject to significant risks and may not be suitable for you. Not available in all jurisdictions.
The first 32 players are in.
McDavid shoots, he scores!
And this time, it's up to you to choose the rest of the roster with the 2023 NHL All-Star Fan Vote, presented by Guaranteed Rate. Which of your favorite players will you send to South Florida?
My goodness! That's an absolute dandy!
You decide. Vote today on the NHL app. Or NHL.com/vote.
You. Y-O-U. Three little letters to make a very small word.
That means so many things. Because no you
is ever one single thing.
You.
If put at the start,
starts to change everything.
To begin a sentence,
begin with you.
Kind of makes you wonder
how big you can become when you
comes first. Every you. At the center of what we do. Blue Shield of California.
Score a goal and join the team that is building a stronger LA. Join the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power. LADWP is an excellent place to work with competitive pay, excellent benefits, and many opportunities for professional and personal growth. If you're ready for a change, this is your chance. A job for you is ready and waiting. There are over 150 different types of jobs open to anyone that meets the minimum qualifications. Visit joinladwp.com for more information. That's joinladwp.com.
This is Kings Talk, your post-game reaction to LA Kings hockey. Call 877-KINGS-20 on the LA Kings iHeart Audio Network.
Kings win at 6-3. Let's take a look at the three stars. Our third star goes to defenseman Matt Roy.
Yeah, Matt Roy had a real solid game, a +1 rating. He had a few hits, a few block shots, 4 minutes and 22 seconds on the penalty kill that was perfect tonight against the league's number one power play. So a great job by Matt Roy.
Second star with two goals and an assist, Adrian Kempe.
And a game high, 8 shots on goal by Kempe. He had his legs going out there, and the power play was a difference in the hockey game, and he had a big impact on that.
And the first star for the second straight game, Kevin Fiala.
Yeah, Kevin Fiala in that first period, those first probably 25, 28 minutes of the game, he was just all over the puck. The puck followed him everywhere he went. The primary assist that he made on the power play goal to Kempe out there, just great vision on the ice. He's playing outstanding right now. What a great addition he's been to the hockey club. He's brought the offense that the Kings were looking for. He's been everything that the Kings bargained for.
So he had a hat trick in Vegas the other night, two goals and two assists here tonight. Team high 46 points on 15 goals and 31 assists for Kevin Fiala. He also leads the team with 13 multiple point games. So he is the number one star, Kevin Fiala. Philip Deneau had an assist tonight, and he keeps racking up the points. He's got points in 10 of his last 11 games, total of 12 points in that span. Adrian Kempe, as we mentioned, with 3 points. Drew Doughty with two assists tonight, one on the power play. Kings scoring four power play goals for the first time since April 5th, 2012, when they went 4-of-7 in a 6-5 shootout loss to San Jose. And with the win, the Kings are 9-2-1 in their last 12 games. Our trivia question and our winner will get a couple of tickets to a future Kings game. Which one of these players did not play for both the Kings and Oilers in their career? Give us a call, and we'll give you the five names. All right, Ivana coming home from the game. Hi, Ivana. Welcome. Give us a weather report first.
It's raining.
It's raining, yeah. I figured. Well, be careful. Make sure whoever's driving is careful. What's on your mind tonight?
I was wondering when there was ever three fights in the game, the last time there was.
Yeah, been a while. It's rare that you see even one in a game in these days, but I don't know. I'm sure it's probably within the last couple of years, but off the top of my head, I can't think of one.
Yeah, not off the top of my head, but before your time, Ivana, there used to be three fights in the same same shift right in the same ice. All five guys would be going at it out there. It's just chaos on the ice.
Yeah. So, Ivana, how old are you?
Eight.
What are you doing up this late?
Talking to you, Nick.
All right, you want to try to win a couple of tickets?
Shit.
Okay. All right, I'm going to give you five names. You tell me the right name. Which one of these players did not play for both the Kings and Oilers in their career? Peter Klima, Jim Dowd, Dean Kennedy, Ted Purcell, or Pat Conacher?
Maybe the fifth one.
The fifth one was Pat Conacher. Is that your guess?
The first one.
The first one, Peter Klima. No,
yeah.
Incorrect. Peter Klima played with Edmonton, and then late in his career, he played a bit for the Kings. Ivana, thanks for calling in. Don't be late for school tomorrow, and we'll talk to you later this season. 877-KINGS-20. Kings win it 6-3. Let's get to some of the highlights here. Big night for the power play. The Kings, their first four goals tonight were on the power play, and the fun started midway through the first period. Kopitar with it. Feeds the middle. Tipped up high to Doughty. To Kopitar. To Kempe. Across to Fiala. Who scores? Great puck movement on the power play. Kempe got the pass in the middle. Hands it off to the right circle. And Fiala buries it. The power play goal by the Kings. Leading point producer. Makes it 1-0 LA. And his 14th goal of the season. Kempe and Kopitar with the assist. 2 minutes later, it was Fiala once again. Kings with a man advantage. Gain entry. Fiala's pass blocked. Down low, Kulak with it. Pinned along the boards by Fiala. Fiala with a puck to the net. Shoots and scores! Great perseverance right there by Kevin Fiala. A play was broken up as Fiala carried it into the zone. He hunted it down, got it back. And from the right corner boards, took it in front and beat Skinner upstairs. Second goal on the power play for Fiala, and the Kings are up 2-0. And his 15th goal of the season, Velarde earned an assist on that goal. Before the period ended, Yamamoto, just as a penalty expired to Deneau, scored at 17:02 to make it 2-1. Yamamoto, his fourth, 2-1 LA at the end of one period. Then another power play opportunity for the Kings, and it came early in the second period. So the Kings on the man advantage, 2 of 3 tonight. Fiala, a lead pass, here's a break, in on goal, Kempe shoots, scores! Adrian Kempe got the lead pass from Fiala at the Oilers' line. The Oilers forgot about Adrian Kempe. He moved in and beat Skinner down low. The Kings' third power play goal tonight. They're up 3-1. 16th of the year for Kempe. Fiala and Deneau earning the assist. And that was it for the starting goaltender, Skinner. So he leaves in place. Well, he's replaced by Jack Campbell, who came on and takes the loss because Kempe scored what proved to be the game winner on a goal that was reviewed for quite some time, but here's how the play started. Doughty holding on for Fiala, cross ice. Kempe, a shot, glove saved by Campbell. Oh, what a beauty by Jack Campbell. Speared it with a catching glove on the one-time bid on the right wing from Adrian Kempe. Yeah, well, they looked at the video, and the force of the shot carried a lot of the catching glove of Campbell over the goal line, and they could see clearly on one of the video looks that it was completely, the puck was completely over the goal line in the glove of the goalie. So it's a good goal. Kempe, his 17th, second of the game from Fiala and Doughty at 11:40 to make it 4-1. Again, that was the game winner. McLeod late in the second scored his fourth to make it 4-2. And then the Kings regained a three-goal advantage at 7:44 of period three. Rebound chased down, Deneau hands it off. Doughty uses the glass to clear it ahead to center ice. Winds up at the line. Now Arvidsson, do I follow in? Shoots and scores! Doughty started the play deep in his own ice. He knocked it off the glass and went all the way down to the Edmonton line. In the air, was knocked down by Arvidsson, who fed Iafallo. And he scores, beating Campbell off the left shoulder. 5-2 LA. Seventh of the year for Iafallo. Arvidsson and Doughty earning the assist. McDavid got a goal, his only point of the game, his only point in two games against the Kings this year at 9:26, his league high 34th. That made it 5-3. Then the empty netter, Arvidsson, his 12th. To close it out. 877-KINGS-20. Let's go to the phones. Sean is up next. Hi, Sean. What's up?
Hey there. How's it going? Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Anytime.
So I thought it was a solid 60 minutes from the boys. We played a great game. Watching them in practice, warming up this morning, they just seemed very loose. And great effort by Fiala. Obviously, great four-point game. I thought, honestly, seeing Deneau drop the gloves, Lemieux, it was a great effort all around. And it was nice seeing them just play of hockey again. It seemed like just bringing it back full circle.
Yeah, they're in a good stretch, 9-2-1 in their last 12 games, and things have really turned around since really early mid-December. So, yeah, it's good to see, and we'll see if they can keep it up. I mean, right now, their incentive is to catch Vegas because they're only 2 points behind the Golden Knights.
Absolutely, yeah. We want to see them. I mean, depending on who we take off in the playoffs, I'd love to see a rematch between the Edmonton Oilers, but we'll see if they can catch up.
Yeah, you never know. You never know. Edmonton's, they're on the cusp of being in or out. They've got to start playing better hockey. They're now just 5-6-3 in their last 14 games. Yeah, they've got to figure out how to get more wins or they're not going to be part of the postseason. Sean, you want a chance at our trivia question?
Let's do it.
Okay, here we go. Which one of these players did not play for both the Kings and Oilers in their career? Peter Klima, Jim Dowd, Dean Kennedy, Ted Purcell, or Pat Conacher?
I'll say Kennedy.
Kennedy. No, incorrect. Incorrect. Boy, this is a tough one tonight. Sean, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of the season. All right, Daryl, we had just three other games tonight, right?
Light schedule tonight, and
three shutouts.
All three games were shutouts, and all three road teams won. The Kings were the first home team to win tonight. We'll start it off in Buffalo. The Sabres, red hot, won their last three on home ice. Winners of eight of their last nine, but they fall to Philadelphia by a score of 4-0. Konechny with a pair of assists. He extends his point streak to nine games. Ehrson in goal, 28 saves for his first shutout of his NHL career. The final score, the Flyers 4, the Sabres no score. In Ottawa, Senators playing host to Nashville. Nashville entered with a three-game winning streak. They win this one 3-0. Josi gets credit with the game-winning goal. He scored the first one, his 10th of the season. Forsberg added a goal and an assist, his 16th. Jussi Saros in goal, 38 saves, his first shutout of the year. The final score, Predators 3, the Senators no score. Seattle on the road in Montreal, their fourth of a seven-game road trip. They defeat the Canadiens by a score of 4-0. The strength of three first-period goals. Dunn, Tolvanen, and Beniers each had a goal and an assist. For Beniers, his 15th of the season. Martin Jones in net, 21 saves for his second shutout of the season. Final score, the Kraken win their fifth in a row. They improved to 13-4-2 on the road. They beat the Canadiens by a score of 4-0. Montreal struggling, 2-10-1 in their last 13.
Martin Jones, 19 wins now. That's third in the NHL, and he was a guy they signed as a backup, but with injuries and issues between the pipes, they're going with Martin Jones, and he's winning. 19 wins for the ex-King goaltender. All right, we're going to take a break. Back with more calls, 877-KINGS-20. After a timeout, still looking for a trivia winner tonight. Kings over Edmonton, 6-3 tonight. We'll be right back.
If you want the best care for kids in California, come to Children's Hospital Los Angeles. CHLA is the highest-ranked children's hospital in California and a top hospital in the nation on the prestigious U.S. News & World Report Honor Roll of the Best Children's Hospitals. CHLA provides outstanding patient-centered care, trains the physicians, nurses, and caregivers of tomorrow, and conducts life-saving research to help bring more cures to more kids. For the best care for kids in California, visit CHLA.org.
Hey Kings fans, own your terrain and get moving with Cooper. Now through November 14th, you'll get up to a $70 reward when you buy a set of four qualifying tires. Choose from all-season and high-performance favorites, including the Discoverer AT3 family of tires and more. You can even register your rebate online. It's quick and easy. Visit CooperTire.com for forms, terms, and conditions, and to find a Cooper Tires retailer near you. Go with the Coopers.
Crypto.com is the official crypto platform partner of the LA Kings and the world's fastest growing crypto app. In the app, you can easily buy and sell cryptocurrencies and different coins, collect the world's top NFTs, and get discounts when you pay with crypto. Download the Crypto.com app now on the App Store or Google Play. All information is provided for informational purposes only, and this message is not intended as a recommendation of financial or investment advice. Cryptocurrencies are highly volatile and subject to significant risks and may not be suitable for you. Not available in all jurisdictions. Today, with so much uncertainty in our lives, it's understandable to feel stressed, anxious, worried, or frustrated. It's normal. But it's easy to check your stress and get help for your mental health with free resources from CalHOPE. Make a game plan by calling our warm line at 833-317-4673. Or try our secure and confidential live chat today at calhope.org. CalHOPE, official partner of the LA Kings.
Now back to Kings Talk. Your post-game reaction to LA Kings hockey. Call 877-KINGS-20 on the LA Kings iHeart Audio Network.
6-3, the Kings over Edmonton. Again, they've won both games with the Oilers. McDavid had a goal, his first point in the two-game series, but Draisaitl did not get a point, so he's been held without a point in the two games against LA. Only five times this year for McDavid. The Oilers have played 42 games. Only five times has McDavid not had at least 1 point in a game. All right, Isaac in Sherman Oaks next up, 877-KINGS-20. Hi, Isaac. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing, Nick?
Good, thank you.
I want to talk about the chemistry of the team and what I saw tonight. teams sticking up for each other. Guys you wouldn't expect to take on the physical game did. Got three fights tonight. And just speaks volumes of what this potential team can do in the future with regards to getting some wins and maybe just getting on the right foot to go the distance, we hope, in the playoffs. But I really enjoyed watching them stick up for each other and the chemistry and how they performed. What do you think?
Yeah, they stood up for each other, and I think they took exception to the hit Hyman on Byfield earlier in the game. And whenever there was an opportunity, the Kings sent the message back to the Edmonton Oilers that we're not going to stand for that.
Yeah, and I think they did it in a fashion that, it was within the limits of the game. They didn't go crazy doing it, but they got their point across. And I think come the end of the night, they not only, answered the bell there physically, they won the game on the scoreboard to take a 2-0 lead in the series. So these two teams could match up later in the year again. They're going to have some big games as the Oilers are, they're in a little bit of a hole, looking up to where the Kings are right now. So this was a separation game for the Kings, a big week for the Kings. You look at the teams that they played against three division leaders in Dallas, Boston, and then Vegas. And even though they got beat by Boston, they played an outstanding game there. And they come back and they win the next game in Vegas. They win the game here against Edmonton. So some quality hockey by the Kings here this week.
Yeah, they're beating teams in the West. They're always four-point games with the eight teams making the playoffs. Kings are 16-6-2 against the Western Conference. And if that percentage continues, well, the Kings will be battling not only for second place, but also for first place. Isaac, would you like a crack at our trivia question?
Sure. Can you repeat it and read the names for me?
Absolutely. Which one of these players did not play for both the Kings and Oilers in their career? Peter Klima, Jim Dowd, Dean Kennedy, Ted Purcell, Pat Conacher.
That would be Jim Dowd.
That would be right. Good job. Jim Dowd played for New Jersey, played for Edmonton, a couple of other teams, won a cup with New Jersey. Kings had Nick Dowd, but they never had Jim Dowd. Jim Dowd played for just the Oilers. So congratulations. Stay on the line, Isaac, and give Jeff your info, and we'll get you a couple of tickets to a future Kings game. How's that?
That sounds great. Great job, guys. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you. Have a good night. All right, we're going to say goodnight. Big game for the Kings. The fans liked the scraps. I get that sense.
Don't,
I mean,
they don't mind it. And especially when you look at the way, in all occasions, they're both players, willing combatants.
Yep.
They got involved in it. It's different when you get one guy going jumping, guys. I thought it was done in a tasteful way out there. It just shows you the aggression of a game. Again, this was a highly contested game out there. These are two teams that are battling for the same spot.
Yep. 6-3, the Kings win it. Kings have San Jose here on Wednesday. It's a 7 o'clock face-off. Our coverage at 6 with Game Night hosted by Jesse Cohen. He takes your calls for a full hour before every home game. Thanks to our producers, Jake Warner and Jeff Cabot. And for Daryl, Nick Nixon saying so long, good night from Crypto.com Arena. 16,039 braved the elements on this rainy night, and they saw a good one. The Kings 6, the Oilers 3. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Kings Talk along the LA Kings iHeart Audio Network.
Scores! Snuck behind a defender, deked and tucked it in down low.
Follow the Kings all season long wherever you are with the LA Kings iHeart Audio Network. Download the iHeart app for free. Join us next time for the excitement of LA Kings hockey in the National Hockey League.